With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a busy week for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees meeting with senators on Capitol Hill looking to build the support they'll need to win confirmation. Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary nominee Kristi Noem among those expected to make the rounds on the Hill today. Republican Tommy Tuberville among senators who have met with Kash Patel, Mr. Trump's choice for FBI director. Tuberville says he's impressed.
There's been way too many things that have gone wrong with our FBI. There's a lot of good people in the FBI, but it needs to be overhauled, just like the military. And I think Kash Patel would be very good at it.
Mr. Trump is demanding the immediate release of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza, warning that if they are not freed before he's sworn into office, there will be trouble.
Trump wrote in a post on his Truth Social website, quote, "Please let this truth serve to represent that if the hostages are not released prior to January 20th, 2025, the date that I proudly assume office as President of the United States, there will be all blank to pay in the Middle East and for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity." He added that, quote, "Those responsible will be hit harder than anybody else has been hit in the long and storied history of the United States of America. Release the hostages now." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is reiterating the alliance's support for Ukraine. He says Ukraine must be in a strong position militarily, strengthening the country's hand ahead of any possible peace talks with Russia. At the same time, Rutte sidesteps questions about Ukraine's potential membership in the NATO alliance. President-elect Trump will be in Paris this coming Saturday. He'll be attending ceremonies marking the grand reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. On Wall Street, this morning, the Dow futures down 13 points. This is SRN News. A famous nativity scene needs some help.
The life-size creche has been set up on Chicago's Daley Plaza, just like it has been for the past 40 years. But the whole thing is looking a little worse for wear. 40 Chicago winters have taken their toll on the figures and the manger, and organizers are asking for donations to refurbish everything. They've set up a GoFundMe page for the nativity and are trying to raise the $40,000 that will be needed to provide repairs and a new coat of paint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court set to hear arguments on the constitutionality of Tennessee's ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. The case, set to be heard Wednesday, expected to have a national impact because at least 25 other states have adopted similar laws in recent years. The fight over whether transgender adolescents can access puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, part of a broader effort by parents to keep their kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries before they're legally adults. This is SRN News. Well, today's a day people are encouraged to give to charity.
After Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, it's time for Giving Tuesday. Marsha Lehman with Haiti Air Ambulance says they rely heavily on donations to deliver life-saving medical assistance and hope people dig deep into their pockets.
Well, I guess the timing may not be as ideal as it could be, but hopefully people will not spend as much money on things and think about how they can do some good in the world.
Julie Walker, New York.
A federal appeals court has ruled that most of Idaho's law making it illegal to help minors get an abortion without their parents' consent can take effect, while a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality continues. The court says the law likely to be found constitutional and can be enforced. More details at SRNNews.com.